Hello, my name is Sarah Vara, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast entitled Harriet Tubman and Her Fight for Freedom. This podcast highlights two of many important events in this inspiring woman's life and their importance in the Civil War. Harriet Tubman was an incredible woman. She worked as an abolitionist, a humanitarian, a nurse, a conductor on the Underground Railroad, a spy, and a soldier. She freed over 1,000 slaves in her lifetime and was the first woman to lead an armed attack during the Civil War. Although her actions brought freedom and rights to hundreds of individuals, none of this was her greatest accomplishment. Her actions and the movements she was involved in prior to and during the Civil War inspired a change in the way that Americans thought about the institution of slavery and slaves themselves. In this way, her actions on an individual level began a ripple effect that would eventually change the course of American history. Harriet Tubman was born Araminta Harriet Ross into slavery around 1820 in Dorchester County, Maryland. She worked on several different plantations, starting in the cotton fields at age 12. As a child, she sustained an injury that would affect her for the rest of her life. While attempting to stay out of the middle of a fight between a slave owner and another slave, a weight was thrown and hit Tubman in the head. Since that day, she would suffer from seizures, headaches, and intense dream states that she would ultimately prescribe as religious experiences. She believed that God was communicating to her and signaling that she, like Moses, as she would come to be called, was to fight for the freedom of her people. In 1849, she escaped to freedom by following the North Star all the way to Philadelphia. However, she did not do this alone, but through the help of the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad was a network of abolitionists, free blacks, and slave sympathizers that made up a safe passage for fugitive slaves from the South to the borders of the free states and Canada. This route to the North consisted of safe houses that were referred to as stops along the railroad. Groups escaping to the North would travel during the night and take shelter in these stops during the day to rest and recuperate. Harriet Tubman was a prominent conductor of the Underground Railroad. After risking her life to escape to her own freedom, she returned no less than 19 times to free over 300 slaves. News of the Underground Railroad traveled all throughout the country and had a significant effect on various groups within. Some of these slaves would be inspired to attempt to escape themselves. Some would simply be filled with hope that their world could soon change for the better. Slave owners were equally affected by this resistance. The escape of slaves struck fear into those who depended on the free labor system and control of the slave population. Although the Underground Railroad did not free enough slaves to even threaten the trade or institution of slavery, they did succeed in unnerving the slave owner population. Incidents of runaways began to make slave owners realize that slaves could make their own decisions and possibly even rebel. These thoughts furthered Southerners' anxiety towards the future of their lifestyle. They became increasingly suspicious of the North's intention, and ultimately that of President Lincoln. And as we know, the Southern states began to secede from the Union quickly after the president came into office. During the war, Tubman worked as a nurse, a spy, and a soldier for the Union Army. She participated extensively in the war under several different generals, believing that the victory of the North would benefit the abolition of slavery. Thoughts like these and the work that she did for the Union Army helped bring the fight for freedom to the forefront of America's minds during the war. An example of this process is the first raid she led on Comahee River under Colonel James Montgomery, a fellow abolitionist. Using information that Tubman and other spies were able to acquire, on June 1, 1863, three steamships set out to attack several plantations, seizing supplies and freeing over 700 slaves. Not only was this a win for the Union Army, but for the fight against slavery. Missions such as this during the Civil War helped turn the war from a fight for national unity to a fight for freedom. It began a change in thought that this war could end up affecting much more than states' rights, but perhaps the civil rights of African Americans as well. Harriet Tubman risked her life over and over again to provide slaves with their freedom, but this was not her greatest achievement. It was the hope that she inspired in fellow African Americans and abolitionists, and the way her actions forced proponents of slavery to rethink the reality of slaves and slavery. Her actions ultimately changed the way American society thought about slavery and its future in America.
Harriet Tubman remains an inspiration because here's a woman that was, in physical terms, not a mighty woman, had no great education, no great learning, just the sheer determination of a woman to free people and to go up against all odds and risk her life over and over again. changed the slave's mentality, made her an American and a world hero.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it and were able to take away a greater appreciation for this exceptional woman. Much of the information in this post was taken from William Still's Underground Railroad Records, PBS.org, and Sarah Bradford's biography, Scenes in the Life of Harriet Tubman. The audio in this podcast was taken from Al Sharpton's interview in the documentary, America, the Story of Us. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day and a safe and happy holiday.